A 14-year-old from Maryland is set to become the youngest athlete for a major U.S. professional team in more than 100 years. Soccer player Freddy Adu formally announced today that he is signing with Major League Soccer and will play next season for Washington's D.C. United team. NPR's Robert Smith reports on what this means for soccer in the U.S.
In the lobby of Madison Square Garden, there's a tape loop of 14-year-old Freddy Adu playing soccer. Even in the slow-motion shots, his feet are a blur. Major League Soccer Deputy Commissioner Ivan Gazidis introduces his newest player while looking up at the screen.
He's the best young player in the world right now. Not in the United States, in the world. And I'm looking up there at the highlights of him playing, and some of the stuff that he's doing up there is incredible. It's things that you can't teach.
And in fact, Adu wasn't formally taught. Before his family emigrated from Ghana, he had never played on a club team, just with friends.
When you're born and, you know, and raised in Ghana, that's the sport you play. We live, eat, breathe soccer. But I went out every single day and just played bare feet, you know, in the streets.
But once his family moved him to suburban Maryland in 1997, coaches saw an amazing talent. He's been the star of the American under-17-year-old team. And in the last few months, he's been approached by top professional teams from around the world, including Manchester United. In the end, his age, and more specifically his mother, Amelia Adu, made sure that he would be playing close to home for the Washington, D.C. United team. She sat in the front row as Freddie accepted his new team jersey.
We've been through some tough times, Mom, and hey, look, here's your son standing right here, staring back at you, you know. Hey, I've signed my first professional contract, and it's all thanks to you. Thanks a lot, Mom. I love you.
The signing is a coup for soccer in the United States. Often professional soccer is overlooked in America because some fans say it doesn't have the scoring of basketball or football. Meanwhile, avid soccer fans often follow European teams where the big stars play. Mike Watala of Soccer America magazine says that Freddy Adu could solve both these problems.
He's the type of player who has skills that even if you didn't know anything about soccer and had never seen a soccer game, you'd be amazed simply by the way he moves and his skills, and it's just aesthetically, it's a wonderful thing to watch.
Already on soccer internet sites, fans are writing that Adu could be the one that finally gets soccer the respect it deserves in America. People are comparing him to greats like Diego Maradona and Pele, both of whom started playing professionally at 15. But Soccer Commissioner Don Garber is careful not to hype his young player too much.
He's only 14, and though mature well beyond his years, both on as an athlete and as a young man, you know, it would be irresponsible for us to put the burden of him being our Michael Jordan or being our Tiger Woods.
After the press conference, Freddy Adu politely shakes hands and smiles, just like a teenager with his mother watching. When he starts playing next year, he will reportedly be the highest paid player in the league. But he says it won't go to his head as long as he still lives at home and still has to do chores.
You still got to make my bed, got to do dishes sometimes, you know. I got to vacuum and all that stuff. You know? I don't feel like I don't ever get too cool to do that stuff. Nah, if I ever did that, my mom would just set me straight anyways.
Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Our program is directed by Carlene Watson, edited by Steve Drummond, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Buckley, Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, Allison McAdam, and Quinn O'Toole.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.